sometimes as you walk with God, you may find yourself in a place where you feel weary. You feel exhausted. You feel just tired. Yet the Word of God tells us not to grow weary while doing good. So how do we do that? Let's talk about today on the Good Morning Devotional Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Good Morning Devotional Podcast, a podcast where we come to you twice a week to bring you some encouraging words to help you maybe think through some things that you hadn't thought about before. As I said in my intro, there are times in your life where you may grow weary while doing what God has called you to do. I know in my personal life, there have been times where I just feel exhausted. I feel just completely and utterly done while doing good things, while trying to serve the Lord, while doing the things that God has called me to do. Especially over this last year, we've been really busy just doing a lot of stuff between what I do at the church, what I do with my personal ministry called Geek Devotions. We've just been busy, and there are times where I just feel exhausted. Yet we're told not to grow weary while doing good. How do we do that? As Christians, we believe the ultimate example of life is Jesus. His life that he lived was to serve as an example to us as believers as to how we should live our life on a day-to-day basis. I want to encourage you to check out Matthew chapter 14. And in Matthew 14, Jesus has discovered something tragic. His cousin, John, who's often known as John the Baptist, has died, beheaded gruesomely, killed by the government for really no good reason other than the fact that he was calling out sin. And we get down to Matthew 14, and verse 13 says, "Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place to by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns." Meaning this, Jesus said, "I need to take a moment to get away to pray," because he's trying to get through some stuff. And now there are crowds who saw him going out there. They're like, "Oh, no, we need more of you, Jesus." And they're going out there. Now here Jesus is in a crucial time and place where he needs rest. He needs to rejuvenate because he's starting to grow weary. But there's a moment that's taking place. People have come to him. They need him. And he has a decision. Does he tell him, "Go away, leave me alone"? Or does he take a moment to be with them? And then verse 14 says, "When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick." As you continue to read the chapter, Jesus not only healed their sick, but after spending literally the entire day with them, again, this morning started off with him wanting to find a moment to pray and to get away and to find rest. But instead, he spent an entire day bringing healing and bringing hope to individuals who needed him. And then he fed all these people through a miraculous miracle that took place. And then it came time at the end of the day. He sent his disciples away. He sent the people away. And then verse 23. "And after he dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone." See, Jesus didn't forget the fact that he needed a rest. It may have taken a moment for him to get to a quiet place. He may have had to be inconvenienced for a moment, but he went out of his way to find rest. In our lives, we have to find rest. I know it's difficult sometimes. I know that while you're going through life, you're taking care of all the things, good things that you have to take care of. It seems impossible to go and find rest, but this is essential to the walk of the Christian. It is essential for the children of God that while we are doing what we need to do, we find true biblical rest by going out, being alone with the Father, and pray. Be in the Word. Be refreshed. My encouragement this week to you guys is simply find time to be refreshed. If you got to go out in the evening to be alone, do it. Whatever it takes, find the time to be refreshed. Thank you so much, for guys, for listening to the Good Morning Devotional Podcast. If this has encouraged you, please do me a favor, share this out. Send the link to your friends, your family members, whoever you think could really benefit from this message. If you guys want to connect with me, I really want to encourage you to reach out to me at my main ministry page, Geek Devotions. You can reach us at geekdevotions.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look for Geek Devotions. We pop up really easily. There'll be links in the show notes so you guys can get connected to all that real easily. Also encourage you guys to, if you really are enjoying this, go over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. It helps to the algorithm to go, oh, this is something good for people to listen to. So go ahead and go out there and share that out. As always, guys, just don't forget, we love you, we care about you, and we cannot wait to see what God does, not just in you, but through you. Have a great day.